in the face and in the groove, tech tales and funding blaze. Welcome to Startup Jazz. Startup Jazz.
Welcome, 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 darling. You've tuned in to Startup Jazz, episode 11. I'm your host, George, and that sound you hear, that's the rhythm of innovation, the sweet melody of capital finding its home. It's the sound of the startup world, and we're here to break it down note by note.
And I'm Michelle, back again to add some harmony to George's soulful blues. It's a pleasure to be here. We've got a full set list for you today, a real big band performance of market news. The Unicorn Club has been busy, George. It feels like everyone is trying to hit a crescendo at the same time.
Well, now, isn't that the truth? The market's got a certain tempo right now, a real accelerando feel to it. November was a busy month, baby. The Crunchbase Unicorn Board added 19 new names to its roster. That's like 19 new soloists stepping up to the mic, all thinking they're the next Charlie Parker. And the main tune they're all playing? You guessed it. Artificial intelligence.
That's the dominant key signature of 2025, no doubt. AI is everywhere. The Crunchbase report says at least 13 of the 19 new unicorns have AI at their core. It's not just a feature anymore, it's the entire composition. And leading this whole orchestra, we have a name that everyone recognizes, Jeff Bezos. His new venture, Project Prometheus, just came out of the gates swinging.
Talk about a downbeat. Bezos isn't just playing a little club gig. He's booking Carnegie Hall for his opening night. Project Prometheus. Sounds grand, doesn't it? He's reportedly raised billions right from the start. That ain't riffing, darling. That's a fully orchestrated symphony. He's putting together a big band that would make Duke Ellington blush.
The scale is almost hard to comprehend. $6.2 billion in initial funding for a company that's less than a year old. The goal is to develop AI for manufacturing in massive industries, aerospace, automobiles, computers. He's not just aiming for a single market. He's trying to conduct the entire industrial sector. What's your take on a start this big, George? Is it too much, too fast?
Well, now, you gotta look at the band leader. Bezos has proven he can keep a complex rhythm. With Amazon, he took a simple melody and turned it into a global standard. With Prometheus, he's trying to do it again, but in the physical world. The risk is that a band that big can be hard to keep in sync. Every musician has to be a virtuoso, and they all got to be reading the same chart. A single sour note at that scale, that's a costly mistake. But if he pulls it off, he's not just playing music. He's changing what music is. It's like Miles Davis going electric. Confusing at first, but it could define the next era.
That's a perfect comparison. And this new era is being built on a foundation of AI models and the chips that power them. We saw a few other new unicorns in that space. Let's talk about Luma AI. They just raised a massive $900 million Series C, valuing them at $4
billion. $4 billion for a four-year-old company? That's a fast tempo, a real bebop kind of pace. What's their particular solo, Michelle?
Luma AI is in the AI video and image generation space. Think of tools like Midjourney for images or Sora for video. Luma's playing in that same sandbox. The company was founded in 2021 by Amit Jain and Alex Yu. Jain, the CEO, has a PhD from UC Berkeley and was a principal engineer at Apple working on computer vision and AR. Yu also has a deep background in 3D computer vision. They started with a focus on creating 3D models from videos, but have pivoted, or perhaps modulated, to a new key, to focus more on generative video. This Series C was led by a Saudi Arabian AI compute provider called Humane. And here's the interesting harmony. They're partnering to build a massive 2-gigawatt data center in Saudi Arabia.
So they ain't just writing the music, they building a concert hall too. That's smart. You can't play a cool train-level solo if you don't have a solid stage to stand on. Owning the infrastructure, the compute, that's the rhythm section, baby. It holds the whole thing together. Without it, the horn players just blowing air. This tells me they're not just thinking about the next measure. They're composing the whole piece, from start to finish. They're thinking about the whole arrangement, not just their little part.
And that arrangement requires specialized instruments, which brings us to D-Matrix. They develop chips specifically for AI inference. They just raised a $275 million Series C, valuing them at $2 billion. They're not making the big, power-hungry training chips like NVIDIA. They're focused on the other side, the chips that run the AI models efficiently after they've been trained.
Ah, the session musician. Not the big star, but the one who makes the whole record sound good. The one with the perfect timing. The one who plays with that subtle groove. That's the Count Basie philosophy. Less is more. Make every note count. In the world of AI, efficiency is that perfect note. You can have the most complex, beautiful AI model in the world, but if it costs a fortune to run, nobody's gonna listen to your song. D-Matrix is trying to make that music affordable for everyone.
Exactly. Founded in 2019 by Sid Sheth, Sudeep Boja, and Sergey Tarchenko, all veterans from chip giants like Broadcom and Intel, they saw that the power consumption and cost of running large language models would be a huge bottleneck. So they're building a chiplet-based platform designed to be incredibly efficient. This funding, led by Bullhound Capital and Temasek, gives them the capital to compete. It's a crowded stage, George, with giants like NVIDIA, Google, and Amazon all playing their own solos.
It's always a crowded stage for the rhythm section. But the great ones, they find their pocket. They find that one little beat nobody else is playing and they own it. That's what D-Matrix is aiming for. It's a beautiful, complex composition we're seeing unfold. Let's pause for a moment and let these notes hang in the air. Time for a little interlude. That's a smooth groove. That little musical break is like a rest in a musical score. Gives you a moment to breathe before the next phrase. And the next phrase in this market is all about workflow.
I love that, George. A moment to breathe is definitely needed with the pace we're seeing. And you're right. The next set of companies are all trying to bring that AI symphony directly into the office. Let's start with Gamma, an AI platform for making presentations. They raised a $48 million Series B. But the valuation is what's staggering, $2.1
billion. $2.1
billion
for a presentation tool? Darling, that sounds like a lot of money for slideshows. That sounds like they're trying to improvise on the classic standard that everyone knows, PowerPoint.
They are. Gamma was founded in 2020 by Grant Lee, John Noronha, and James Fox. All three are ex-Microsoft, so they know the beast they are competing with intimately. Their platform uses AI to generate entire presentations, documents, or web pages from a simple text prompt. You give it an idea, and it builds the whole visual story for you. And the numbers are impressive. They claim 70 million users, over $100 million in annual recurring revenue. And here's the kicker. They've been profitable for the past 2 years.
Now hold on. Profitable? For 2 years? In this cash-burning, grow-at-all-cost jam session we call the startup world? That's not just a solo, baby. That's a masterpiece of composition. That's Duke Ellington-level orchestration. They found a harmony between growth and profit. That's rare music, my friend. It tells me the founders aren't just improvising wildly. They have a clear melody, a solid chord progression, and they're sticking to it. Andreessen Horowitz led this round, so the big cats are listening.
And they're not the only ones automating workflows. Scribe is another San Francisco-based company that just hit a $1.3 billion valuation with a $75 million Series C. Their platform is fascinating. It watches you work and automatically creates step-by-step guides and tutorials.
So it's like having a session musician following you around, writing down every riff you play so you don't forget it later. I like that. That's a call and response between the human and the machine. You play a note, the machine writes it down. That saves a whole lot of time in the studio.
Precisely. It's for training, onboarding, customer support, any process that needs documentation. The company was founded back in 2019 by Jennifer Smith and Aaron Padolny. They now have 5 million users and support 600,000 organizations. And here's another interesting note. Similar to Gamma, Scribe says it still hasn't even spent its Series B money from 2024. This new funding is just adding more fuel to a very efficient engine.
I'm hearing a theme here, Michelle, a new kind of rhythm. It's not the wild, free jazz, burn it all down tempo of the last few years. This is a cooler, more controlled groove. These companies are showing they can not only play fast, but they can also play clean. They got discipline. It's like the difference between a wild Charlie Parker solo and a perfectly timed minimalist phrase from Count Basie. Both are genius, but one is built for endurance.
That's an excellent point. Perhaps the market is maturing and investors are now looking for that endurance. They want to see a clear path to a sustainable business, not just a flashy solo that fades out. It's a shift from pure improvisation to thoughtful composition.
You got it. It's about building a repertoire that'll last for decades, not just one night. Let's move out of the U.S. for a moment. The Unicorn List wasn't just an American jam session. There were players from all over the world.
Yes, 5 of the 19 were international. For instance, we have FlatPay from Denmark. They're a point-of-sale payment solution for brick-and-mortar stores. They just raised a $168 million Series D, valuing them at $1.7 billion.
A European cat playing that fintech blues, I like it. Fintech has been a popular tune for a while now. What's their particular flavor? What makes their music stand out in a world full of players like Stripe and Block?
Their model is built on simplicity for small and medium-sized businesses. They offer a simple, flat-rate transaction fee and no hidden costs, which is a big deal for merchants tired of complex pricing structures. The company was founded just 3 years ago, in 2022, by Sander Janka-Jenka, Rasmus Busk, and others. Their growth has been explosive. They already have 1,400 employees globally and are projecting around $145 million in revenue for 2025. They found a very clear, simple melody that small business owners really appreciate.
That's the key, ain't it? Sometimes the most beautiful music is the simplest tune. You don't need 100 notes when one perfect one will do. They found a core progression that resonates with their audience. It's honest music for honest work. That's a good place to pause. Let's let that simple melody play us into a quick break. And we are back. That music just settles in your bones, doesn't it? Like a good bass line you can feel in your chest. It reminds me that every great composition needs a strong foundation. Speaking of foundations, Michelle, let's talk about a company that's been building its foundation for a long, long time before hitting this big note.
That would be Forterra, a Maryland-based company building autonomous systems for defense. They are 23 years old, George, and they just raised a $188 million Series C that valued them at $1 billion, finally making them a unicorn.
23 years? Darling, that ain't a startup. That's a seasoned professional. That's a musician who's been playing the clubs night after night, honing their craft, waiting for their big break. That's not an overnight sensation. That's a lifetime of dedication. That's the John Coltrane work ethic. Practice, practice, practice until your moment comes. So what's their music? What do they build?
Forterra builds autonomous ground vehicles. Think of it as self-driving software for military and defense applications. The company was originally founded in 2002 as Applied Perception. The founder is Alberto Lacaze. He's been the constant force, the band leader, for over two decades. They've been working with the Department of Defense for years, developing robotic systems. Their flagship product is called the Autonomy Kit, which can be retrofitted onto existing military vehicles to make them fully autonomous for dangerous missions like route clearance or reconnaissance.
So they're taking old standards, old classic vehicles, and teaching them a whole new song. A new autonomous rhythm. That's a beautiful kind of innovation. It's respectful of the past, but built for the future. It's like what Ella Fitzgerald did. She could take any old song from the Great American Songbook and make it sound brand new, full of life. This valuation, it's not a bet on a new idea. It's recognition for two decades of mastering their instrument.
That's a great way to put it. This funding, led by more strategic ventures, is about scaling that mastery. The world is changing, and the demand for autonomous defense systems is hitting a crescendo. Forterra spent 20 years in the practice room, and now the world is ready for their performance. It's a testament to patience and long-term vision.
Patience. That's a word you don't hear much in the venture capital world. They're usually looking for that fast bebop tempo. But sometimes, the slow ballad is the one that wins all the awards. This is a beautiful story. Let's pivot to something completely different, from the slow, steady march of defense to the high-stakes, high-risk world of recreational vehicle financing.
That is quite the transition, George. You're taking us from a slow ballad to a high-speed bluegrass tune. We're talking about Octane, a fintech startup that just landed a $100 million Series F at a $1.3 billion valuation.
A Series F? Now we're getting deep into the songbook. That means they've been on stage for a while, playing a lot of gigs.
They have. Octane was founded back in 2014 by Jason Gus and Andre Grigori. They offer instant financing for large recreational purchases. Think motorcycles, ATVs, snowmobiles, RVs. If it's a fun vehicle, they help you buy it. They started as a point-of-sale lender, but they've since evolved their tune.
Evolved how? Did they change keys? You gotta keep the audience interested after so many verses.
They launched a white-label platform called Captive as a Service. Essentially, they allow the big brands, the manufacturers, and large retailers to offer financing directly to customers under their own brand name. Octane provides the whole backend, the technology, the underwriting, the loan servicing. They're not just the band anymore. They're the whole record label, producing albums for other artists.
Ah, that's smart. That's Thelonious Monk-level thinking. Unconventional, but brilliant. Instead of trying to get every single customer to listen to your song, you let other, bigger names put your music on their records. You get distribution you could never dream of. It's a B2B2C play, and it scales like a beautiful chord progression.
And it's working. The CEO, Jason Gus, was surprisingly open with their financials. They were profitable in 2021, 2023, and 2024. They expect about $80 million in adjusted EBITDA for 2025. They've originated over $7.5 billion in loans since they started. This Series F was led by a repeat investor, Valar Ventures, which is always a strong signal. It shows the original band members still believe in the music.
You better believe it. When your first fans are still coming to every show, you know you're doing something right. Gus says something I liked. Lending isn't bad. Bad lending is bad. That's the blues right there, baby. It's not the instrument's fault if you play a bad note. It's about how you play it. Octane seems to be playing a very disciplined, very profitable tune. Let's take another short break right there and let that thought resonate.
And we're back on Startup Jazz. That last piece had a nice steady rhythm, just like that Octane business model. But you know, not every musician wants to stay on stage forever. Some try to hang up their horns. And it seems one of the biggest names in our industry tried to do just that and found the silence to be a little too loud.
You're talking about Sergey Brin, the co-founder of Google. An article in Entrepreneur caught my eye this week. He recently gave a talk at Stanford where he said his attempt at retirement back in 2019 was the worst decision.
The worst decision? A man with a net worth of, what is it, darling? Something north of $200 billion? He can do anything, go anywhere. And he's saying retirement was a mistake? Tell me more. That sounds like a musician who just can't quit. The music is in his blood.
That's exactly the sentiment. He was 46 at the time, and he stepped away from his day-to-day role at Google. He imagined a life of sitting in cafes, studying physics, a kind of intellectual sabbatical. But then the pandemic hit, shutting everything down. He found himself isolated, stewing, and feeling he wasn't sharp. The lack of intellectually demanding work, the lack of an ensemble to play with, it really got to him.
I understand that. I truly do. A great jazz musician doesn't just play for the money or the applause. They play because they have to. It's a need. The interplay, the call and response with other brilliant minds, that's the energy. Without that, you're just a solo act in an empty room. He missed his band. He missed the jam session.
He absolutely did. He said he started going back into the office occasionally, and then more and more, spending his time on what eventually became Gemini, Google's flagship AI model. The challenge, the technical problem solving, it was the creative outlet he was missing. He said, "If I'd stayed retired, I think that would have been a big mistake." It's a powerful lesson for any founder. The work itself is often the reward.
It's the composition, baby. The act of creating something new. It ain't about the destination. It's about the journey of writing the song. He also tied this to another interesting idea, timing. He brought up Google Glass as an example of bad timing, pushing a product to market before the audience was ready for that kind of music. It seems he's learned a lot about tempo over the years. You can't rush the downbeat.
It's a fascinating insight into the mind of someone who has built one of the most influential companies in history. The drive to create, to be part of the ensemble, doesn't just switch off. And speaking of ensembles and timing, our second article this week comes from 36KR, a Chinese tech publication, and it's all about the upcoming Consumer Electronics Show, CES 2026.
Ah, CES, the biggest jam session of the year for the tech world. Every hardware company brings their best instrument, hoping to play the solo that gets them noticed. What's the main theme this year, according to our friends at 36KR?
The headline is clear: AI plus hardware, with a massive focus on Chinese companies going global. The article states that for this new generation of Chinese hardware startups, having a world map in their head from day one is essential. They are building for a global audience right out of the gate. The focus is on creating high-premium global brands, not just manufacturing for others.
They don't want to be the session musicians anymore. They want to be the headliners. They've been in the rhythm section for decades, playing perfectly, making everyone else sound good. Now they're stepping up to the front of the stage to take their own solos. That's a fundamental shift in the harmony of the global market.
It is. The article quotes Jensen Huang from NVIDIA, who said, "AI agents may be the next robotics industry, a market with trillions of dollars of opportunity. CES 2026 is seen as the opening act for this explosion. The theme is moving AI from the abstract, models and code, to the tangible. As the article puts it, letting AI truly move from abstract to concrete. This is where Chinese companies, with their deep expertise in supply chains and manufacturing, feel they have a home field advantage, even on a global stage.
They've mastered the art of production. They know how to build the instruments better and more efficiently than anyone. Now they're infusing those instruments with the soul of AI. It's a powerful combination. It's like giving a virtuoso a perfectly crafted Stradivarius. Beautiful music is immense. This is a story we'll be watching closely. The whole global key signature might be about to change. Let's take one last musical pause before our grand finale.
That music just gets you ready for something big, doesn't it? A real fanfare. And we've saved the biggest sound for last. A story about a company looking to play a solo so loud, it'll shake the entire market.
We are talking about SpaceX. According to Bloomberg, Elon Musk's aerospace company is forging ahead with plans for an IPO. And the numbers are, for lack of a better word, astronomical. They are reportedly targeting a valuation of $1.5
trillion. $1.5 trillion. Well now, that ain't a song, darling. That's a whole new genre of music. That's a sound nobody's ever heard before. To put that in perspective, the biggest venture-backed IPO of all time was Facebook back in 2012, and they were valued at $104 billion. SpaceX is aiming for a valuation nearly 15 times larger.
It completely redefines the scale of what a venture-backed company can become. SpaceX was founded in 2002, so like for Terra, this has been a long, slow composition. They've raised nearly $12 billion in private funding over two decades from a who's who of venture capital. Andreessen Horowitz, Sequoia, Founders Fund. They were the most valuable private company in the world for a long time, recently valued at $400 billion in a secondary sale this summer. Now they're looking to make that public debut.
This is the ultimate crescendo, the final powerful chord of the venture capital symphony for them. After years of private performances, they're finally taking the show to the public stage. The thing about a performance that big, baby, is that every single note has to be perfect. The scrutiny is immense. There's no room for improvisation when the stakes are that high. Every part of the orchestra has to be in perfect sync.
And the pressure will be on. The report suggests the IPO could happen as early as mid to late 2026. This isn't just about SpaceX either. It's setting the tempo for other mega private companies. OpenAI is reportedly eyeing a public valuation of up to $1 trillion. Anthropic is raising private money at over $300 billion, so its IPO would be even higher. We are entering an era of the trillion-dollar startup IPO.
It's a new movement in the symphony of capital markets.
These companies are so big, so ambitious, they're not just playing in a sandbox anymore. They're terraforming the whole beach. With SpaceX, you're not just investing in a rocket company, you're investing in a new way of life for humanity, a multi-planetary future. That's a story that's bigger than any balance sheet. It's a melody of hope and ambition.
It is, but it's also a melody that carries immense risk. The execution has to be flawless, the technology has to work every single time, and the market has to believe in that long-term vision, even when there are setbacks. It will be the most watched IPO in history, if and when it happens.
No doubt about it, darling. It's the kind of performance that defines a generation.
Well now, our set for today is coming to a close. We've heard a lot of different tunes, from the big band ambition of Project Prometheus to the patient, soulful ballad of Forterra. We've heard the disciplined, profitable rhythm of companies like Gamma and Octane and the world-changing crescendo of SpaceX. The key takeaway for me, George, is the diversity of rhythms in the market right now. We have the frenetic, high-tempo pace of AI innovation, but we're also seeing a growing appreciation for the slower, more deliberate melodies of profitability and sustainable growth. It feels like the market is learning to appreciate the entire range of musical styles, not just the fastest solos.
That's beautifully put, Michelle. A mature market, like a mature musician, knows that music ain't just about speed. It's about feeling, about dynamics, about knowing when to play loud and when to play soft. It's about finding your groove and staying in the pocket.
And it's about knowing when you just need to get back on stage and play. Like Sergey Brin, a reminder that for many, the passion for creation is the most rewarding part of the journey.
Mm-hmm. The music never really stops, does it? It just changes. Well, that's all the time we have for episode 11 of Startup Jazz. We hope you enjoyed the session. Let's let this beautiful piano piece take us out. A few simple chords to end the day.
It's a lovely tune to close on. Thanks for listening, everyone. Join us next time for more stories from the ever-improvising world of startups.
Stay cool, baby.
Cash keeps pouring in. Private rounds bigger than any IPO bin. Crossover funds write checks. The party's still win, but the clock's ticking soft. They'll join the public din. Stripe's got 70B, no rush to ring the bell. SpaceX chases Mars, avoids the quarterly spell. Biden's flame burns bright, private cash fuels the fight. Crossover funds like TCG pour in day and night. Goldman says, why go public, private, well, still deep? No Sarbanes-Oxley wait, no eyes on every. Investors crave the exit beat. History's got a rhythm, can't stay off the street. Staying private longer, cash keeps pouring in. Private rounds bigger than any IPO bin. Crossover funds write checks. The party's still win, but the clock's ticking soft. They'll join the public din. Remember Uber's wait, Airbnb's long. Hit 17, then face the public stage. Old waves broke the surface, new ones will turn the page. Goldman says, why go public, private, well, still deep.
No Sarbanes-Oxley wait, no eyes on every lead. But employees wait, investors crave the exit beat. History's got a rhythm, can't stay off the street. Staying private longer, cash keeps pouring in. Private rounds bigger than any IPO bin. Crossover funds write checks, the party's still win. But the clock's ticking soft, they'll join the public den. Tonight we raise a glass to the private glow, but tomorrow's light'll call where the public winds blow. Staying private longer's the game we play today, till the demand gets loud, then we'll step into the fray.